You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sitting in today for JR, it's the Big Fajita, Rich Herrera. Happy Friday to you. Let's get this weekend started. Thanks for joining us all across the country on the Infinity Sports Network. We're counting down to football. Second game of the year will be played in Brazil. Tonight it will feature Kansas City trying to regain their crown, taking on second year of Coach Harbaugh with the Bolts. We'll get into that quite a bit on the program. We'll talk about the National Football League in earnest. We're going to get into what happened last night between the Cowboys and the Eagles and the spitting incident with Jalen Carter. What should happen to him? In case you haven't heard it, there is a rumor, and it was not denied by the commissioner of the National Football League, Taylor Swift could be in negotiations to be the halftime show for the Super Bowl in Santa Clara this year. We'll talk about that on the program coming up. And I'm going to blow your mind, America. Tonight, we have some college football. We have some NFL football. You've got high school football wherever you are. But I will tell you this. The college football weekend, after last weekend, so many top 10 teams. You had ones and fours, and you had top five teams playing each other. Probably more so than you've seen in a long time in college football. This weekend, there is a lot of dogs with fleas. The college football ranks are changing. It's going pro. Here's what I'll tell you. I'm going to break your heart. I'm going to shock you later in the program because I'm going to tell you, quite honestly, the college football scene as we know it today will not exist. The college football as you've known it your entire life is going away, and your favorite college is on the chopping block. I'll be very, very honest with you. Outside of Alabama, Notre Dame, all the rest of your schools, you never know whether you're going to make it into the super team 40-team Super League that some people are proposing and they're actively working on right now. Would your team be able to make it? Would your school be one of the elites, or would you be jettisoned and relegated to not mattering anymore? We'll talk about that later in the program. But we got a lot to get to in the next few hours, and most importantly, I like taking telephone calls. That's my thing. I'm the guy here on the network. Anytime, any place, anywhere, they need somebody. Herrera, can you fill in tonight? Absolutely. Herrera, can you work tomorrow? Sure. What do you got? Herrera, can you stand in your head and work next Tuesday? What time? So is the super utility guy. I'm the one that bounces around, hosts every show here on the network at one point or another, but I love taking telephone calls. Why? Because I like talking to you, the sports fans. I like communicating with you. I like when you participate with the show. I like to learn something from you as well, and every once in a while I'll hang up on you if you're lame. So I will throw out the telephone number, 888-710-4476, 888-710-4476. Call your shot right now. Right here, right now, in front of God and everybody, is Chiefs Kingdom here to stay, or is this the beginning of the demise? Is this the beginning where we start to see Chiefs Kingdom get a little old, get a little tired, get a little beat up, get a little slow, start missing some key players, start seeing guys get old before our very eyes? Starting to see guys, their heads get too big, they make too much money, they want too much. Is this where we start to see the beginning of the Chiefs' reign of terror over the National Football League? Albeit they did lose to the Eagles last year, they're still the best team in the National Football League. They're still the model franchise. They are everywhere. You know it, whether you're down in Tampa like my buddy Brad James, whether you're over in San Diego like my buddy Brandon Suprenant, whether you're in San Francisco like all the reporters over there, they have folks that are constantly trying to tear Chiefs Kingdom down, brick by brick, crown by crown, jewel by jewel. Everybody else in the league has done nothing but conspire to beat the Chiefs over the last few years. Very few have been able to knock them off of their pedestal. Baltimore, Buffalo. You know what I'm talking about. So I'll just throw this out at everybody across the country. 888-710-4476. 888-710-4476. Is this the year that we start to see the Chiefs finally slip and we see the end of the reign of terror of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Travis Kelce and all of their ilk, and someone else will begin to ascend to that throne to take it away to become the next big thing in the National Football League? The Chiefs tonight, listen, they love being that international team. The Hunt family likes being that international team. They like to market themselves internationally. They like playing these games down in Brazil or Mexico City or Europe, wherever they go. They ask for these opportunities to play these games. So my question is just first and foremost, is this the year the Chiefs slow down? Is this the year the Chiefs slip? Is this the year the Chiefs get old before our very eyes? We've seen it before. You saw it with every dynasty we've ever had in the National Football League. They don't last forever. The players don't last forever. Eventually, one of them is going to get old, and they'll get old before our very eyes, and we'll sit there and go, what happened? Just a couple years ago, he's hoisting a Super Bowl trophy. Now he's broken down on the bench having surgery out for the year. We've seen it, and it happens before you realize it. It happens before your eyes. And you're just looking around going, what happened? I just had the greatest team of all time. I just had a team that everybody loved. I just had a team that I thought was going to win forever. And now all of a sudden, boom, it's all over. It'll happen that way to the Chiefs one day. I'm not sure when. I don't know if it's this year, but it's going to happen. They will build you up and build you up. And again, I remind everybody, the National Football League is there to tear you down. The National Football League is there to tear you down. They will do whatever they can to harm the winners and reward the losers. That's why we have the draft. Who gets the number one draft pick? Not the Super Bowl champion. They should get the number one draft pick if we are a meritocracy. If the NFL were to reward great play, great behavior, great ownership, you'd give the number one pick to the team that won the Super Bowl. But instead, we don't want to see dynasties. In fact, the entire NFL is built on not having a dynasty. That's why we give the number one pick to the worst team in the NFL. That's why we have a salary cap. So the better you are, the more that you have success, the more the players want to get paid because they've won, the more you can't hold on to your players. It's simple as that. The NFL is built to destroy dynasties at every single opportunity. They punish success and they reward failure. Tell me I'm wrong, but that's the way they are. So with that being said, with the entire league conspiring against the Kansas City Chiefs, the entire system conspiring against the Kansas City Chiefs, how much longer do they have? 888-710-4476. Let's start taking telephone calls. We'll go to Joe in New York. Hey, Joe, start us off tonight. You're on the Infinity Sports Network. Hello.
Rich, how you doing? Go Bills!
Go Bills! What's up, Joe?
How you doing, my man? So listen, man, it all started last year. I mean, they were in the bottom half of offensively rankings with the offense. The inconsistency was showing. They can't hold on to their players. The Joe Tooney trade was probably one of the worst trades ever made in the NFL that wasn't talked about. They have no wide receivers, but they're getting rid of third-round picks. What was the cat's name? Had a weird last name, Nang or Neon or something like that. They get rid of Kadarius Toney. They can't keep players healthy. They got no training at all to keep these players on the field. I mean, it's a known fact they rank at the bottom of the field in physical therapy and treatment of their players. I think it starts tonight, right? They're going to get smoked by San Diego.
Wow, that's pretty bold talk right there, Joe. Now, is that you looking at that through a complete Bills-covered glasses that is a Buffalo Bills fan? You're waiting for them to slip because if not now, then when for the Bills?
I look at that Super Bowl last year. They had a hard time scoring over 20 points in a lot of games last year. and they don't have one of the best defenses, 20 points ain't going to cut it, Omar Rich.
Now, listen, you, everything you said is right, but, Joe, they got back to the Super Bowl. They still have Patrick Mahomes. They still have Travis Kelce, that I don't care where you are, when you are, if it's a fourth quarter and it's four and it's fourth down and seven, somehow Kelce finds himself with the ball for the first down to extend a drive to break everybody's heart. You've seen it how many times in Buffalo?
I have seen it way too many times, but you know what? The golden goose can only lay so many eggs, Rich.
Right. I mean, we've seen it. You remember when? Remember that we had the Dallas had the triplets, right? They had Aikman, they had Irving, they had Emmett, and then you started to see them all kind of slide. You saw Emmett lose a step, you saw Michael get hurt, then you really saw Troy Aikman get hurt, and then they just that was it. They were done. You saw it with Joe Montana in the 49ers when Joe started to go downhill. They brought in Steve Young. He got him one more Super Bowl, but that team got old. Jerry Rice left. Roger Craig left. That team finally had to split apart. We've seen it everywhere. We've seen it in New England. You know, Tom Brady's can only be there so long, and then the relationship with Belichick went south, and finally he ends up leaving. Belichick's run out on the rail, and that dynasty fell apart. I don't know with Kansas City, is it going to be a swift, just boom, they're going to fall off the side of the cliff, or we start to see them leak oil like we did some of these other dynasties?
Well, Rich, like you said, these teams you just mentioned, they brought players in to substitute for the players that were lost or traded. Kansas City hasn't brought in no one to fill that void. They got one dude. You shut him down, and they're going to go 2-4 before Rasheed Rice comes back.
Well, but you know what? They haven't gone out and got the big free agents. They've replaced them, and they've had some pretty good drafts to keep replacing players. And again, if anything, you have to give them credit because they've churned that roster quicker than most teams, and they haven't fallen in love, and they haven't given a lot of people those second or third contracts that hamstring them and put them behind the eight ball. And I think one of the reasons why they've been so good is that they figured out, I'm going to pay Patrick, I'm going to pay Kelce, I'm going to pay a couple key players, and then the rest have to be interchangeable. Unlike, let's say, the Dallas Cowboys that wait to the last minute, try to sign a quarterback, overpay for him, and then they want to try to pay everybody, which means you could pay nobody.
Well, Rich, for an example, they're hurting so bad in the receiver core. If they're doing such a great job of drafting, how do you let a third-round pick, how do you cut that person? A third-rounder, Rich, you know damn well, percentage-wise, third-rounders don't get cut. They make the team 99% of the time.
Unless you think, okay, it goes back to this, and this is where I think we always get sideways as football fans because we fall in love with that draft pick. The draft pick is just the potential. Now, if I have that draft pick, I spend so much capital on that pick. If he doesn't work out, then that's lost capital. That's a bad investment on my part. Now, every team is going to have some bad investments, but the second bad investment that you can have, if that guy's just okay and he's not remarkably better than who I can go out there and find as a free agent or bring in afterwards in another draft pick, do you hold on to him and say, I got to get my money because I've sunk so much in this third round, or do I move on quickly and fail fast?
Do you think they're letting Mahomes have any input on who they bring in and
one,
who they're going to throw to?
100% did they let him have his input. 100%. In fact, he 2 years ago, there was reports that he was actually working out some of the college kids that they were looking at drafting, and he had his input in there. Why wouldn't you? I mean, he's the franchise, and if you want to get his input, hey, who do you think you can work with? I'd bring him in. I'd let him sit in the war room if I were the Kansas City Chiefs.
Now, Rich, why don't they have anyone? Look at their roster. Who are you afraid of that they're going to find out? Who the wideouts that you're going to be scared if you have to double team? Nobody. They got nobody.
Well, that's the whole thing. Is it an explosive offense the way it was? Now, I think a lot of times, especially in Buffalo, Baltimore, and some other cities, you remember when they were able to stretch the field and you had Patrick Mahomes gunning the ball down the field. They haven't done that in the last couple of years, and I think everybody thinks, oh, their offense has slipped. No, their offense is just retooled, and it's not Patrick Mahomes like he did when he first came into the league throwing 50-yard passes. They're now dink and dunk, more West Coast, going back to Andy Reid coming off that Bill Walsh coaching tree than they've ever been before in their lives.
They're gonna have to dig to dump this year. They're playing,
but it's by design. But Joe, it's by design. They don't have the same roster by design that they want to go out and they throw the ball down the field. But again, you know what? Think about this. That's the entire league. How many times do you see people throwing 40-yard out patterns? How many times do you see people with 30-yard slants? We don't do that in the National Football League. That's why the safety position isn't a premium anymore, and you're not seeing those big dollars going to safeties. In fact, 2 years ago, you started to see safeties being cut that were overpaid because they looked at the analytics of the game. How many 40-yard passes? How many 30-yard passes? The average NFL pass right now is about 17 yards. It's less than 20 yards. So nobody's really ripping and throwing the ball down the field the way they did 10 years ago.
Well, Rich, I mean, remember the game? Buffalo does it, Rich. The game against Kansas City when Gabe Davis went off, he had a monster game. There weren't no dips and dunks there. They were going downfield with that man.
Yeah, I mean, you'll take your shot. Josh is going to take his shot down the field now and then, but they're not going to consistently throw down the field the way the Oakland Raiders did in the 70s with the mad bomber Daryl LaMonica. They're not throwing the ball down the field like it's Jim Kelly throwing to Andre Reed anymore. It's now a little bit more dinks, a little bit more dunks, 10-yard patterns, right, and not much more than that. We'll see tonight. We'll see how many times somebody takes a shot down the field. If you watch the game tonight, Joe, count how many big shots do you see in a game?
I understand that. What I'm saying is it's nice to have the bullets if you want to go hunting for bear. Instead of looking at your gun, you know you can only shoot a raccoon. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right. But I think that people now aren't bringing bazookas to go hunting. They're bringing different types of offenses to come after people. But it's a fascinating question. Will we start to see it? Thank you for the call. Will we start to see the demise of Chiefs Kingdom beginning tonight? We'll talk about that coming up on the program. I also want to get into this with you. We're going to talk about this coming up next. Does the average NFL fan care that these games are being played international? Do we really want to see the National Football League turn into an international sport? And is that for the benefit of the fans, or is that for the benefit of the owners? We'll talk about that coming up next. I'm Rich Herrera sitting in tonight for JR. This is the Infinity Sports Network.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's Rich Herrera.
Hey, tonight's show is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the Big Fajita, Rich Herrera, filling in tonight here on the JR Sport Brief. Appreciate you all spending some time with me tonight. Number for you to join us on the show, 888-710-4476, 888-710-4476. We're counting down. Coming up in just a bit, we'll have Friday night football. I don't like when they play on Friday night. It gets in the way of Friday night high school football. There's some big games coming up tonight around the country, top 100 matchups in high school football, as well as you go early in the season before you get into league play. There's a couple big games tonight around the country. If you look at Max Preps and they have those national rankings, a lot of people will say, I don't know what these national rankings are. But you know those big schools, and it's pretty amazing as we've seen college football blow up into something that resembles the National Football League. You get high school football that in a lot of these schools, they resemble college football from 40, 50 years ago, as big as these high school programs are. So tonight, Chandler Phoenix, which is, I think, the 124th ranked team of the nation, is taking on Cathedral Catholic in San Diego, the 110th team in the country. So you've got some of those big matchups getting together, and you'll have, like I've told people around the country, it's pretty amazing. You've got what they call the Trinity League down in San Diego, or excuse me, down in Orange County, down in Southern California. It's Mater Dei, who's the two-time defending national champion, St. John Bosco, which is usually the second best team in the country, but they never play for the state championship because they will normally get in that lockup with Mater Dei. You've got Servite, who would be probably the best high school football team at any state in the country other than California. And this conference is so big, they have something called Trinity versus the World, and they'll bring in the teams from Washington, D.C. They'll bring in a St. Thomas Aquinas from Miami. They'll bring in the Lakeland Dreadnoughts. They'll bring in Bishop Gorman from Las Vegas. They'll bring in the biggest, baddest schools from around the country, and everyone in the Trinity League will take them on and usually defeat all those other schools that are number one in their individual state, and they'll take on the number five team of the Trinity League and walk back with a big L. So those are some of the games we'll have coming up tonight, but we'll have that game in Brazil. I do want to talk about that on the program tonight, but we're also getting into, is this the beginning of the demise of Chiefs Kingdom? I want to hear from you tonight, 888-710-4476. Normally, I know JR has a great show. I'm the super Ute. I like to jump around, take telephone calls. I like to talk with you. I like getting your telephone calls. So I'm going to ask for a little bit of a change of pace tonight. I want to hear from you all across America, 888-710-4476. I don't think Chiefs Kingdom is ready to give up their crown. I think they still probably have another 2-3 years before we start to see them begin to fade. But when they fade, it is going to be a big flop. They're not going to gracefully grow old and just get a little salt and pepper on the temples. They're going to become old men overnight. And when they fall, it's going to be a long, hard fall. And they'll probably go back to being a mediocre team for at least 10 years. You can't have this kind of success this long in the National Football League and sustain it. So when they fall, they're going to fall mightily. So if you're a Chiefs fan, enjoy it while you can. You probably have about three more years before you see them start to slip. But boy, when they're rocking and rolling, there is nobody better in the NFL right now. Let's go talk to Gage in Wichita. He wants to respond back to our caller from Buffalo a little bit earlier. Hey, Gage, you're next on the Infinity Sports Network. Hello.
Hey, so first of all, I 100% expected a Bills fan to call in because they're always playing second fiddle to the Chiefs. Secondly, they don't know anything outside of Buffalo, what's going on. He didn't even know what town the Chargers play in. It's not San Diego anymore. It's L.A.
Look at Gage coming in here just throwing elbows left and right, posting people up on a Friday night.
Secondly, as long as number 15's there, the Chiefs are always going to be a contender. It's the same way with number 12 in New England. As long as Brady was always there, they're always going to be a contender. It didn't matter who's throwing the ball to, didn't matter who was playing. The only thing that mattered, they had a strong O-line, a good coach, and a good quarterback.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me jump in here with you, okay? Do you agree with my assessment, though, that I think Chiefs Kingdom has another good 3 years of being the Super Bowl contenders year in, year out, but once I get to that year four, there's no way to sustain this. Patrick Mahomes is going to get old. He's going to start to slip. He's going to get hurt. Mother Nature, Father Time have never been defeated. You're eventually going to see Chiefs Kingdom fall apart. Somebody will conquer your kingdom, and when it happens, Gage, I think it's going to happen overnight. Before you know it, they'll go back to being mediocre, and it's going to take a while to rebuild.
Okay, so I'd like to agree with you. I'm not going to. I'm going to use the Patriots as an example. Okay. Brady in 2000, I believe it was 2001, 3-4 won Super Bowls. His best team arguably he had was when Randy Moss was the wide receiver, but they didn't win the Super Bowl. They went undefeated regular season, didn't win the Super Bowl. And then he didn't come back and win more Super Bowls until another, you know, we'll say 6 to 7, 8 years later. And he was going to people like Julian Edelman, Wes Welker, people that, you know, the guy said earlier, well, we can't double team. You can't double team people on Kansas City because they don't have receivers. Who did Brady have outside of Randy Moss?
No, you're absolutely right. And what kind of offense do they run? They ran the dink and the dunk, and they had the little curl patterns, and they found the tight end. The offenses, if you think about it, they're not similar because they don't come off the same coaching tree, but the philosophy is the same, and the entire National Football League has gone to the shorter pass route. Nobody's throwing the ball down the field for a couple of reasons. It puts too much pressure on your quarterback. He's also liable to get his head knocked off if you put him in a position in a seven-step drop and you're asking him to clear a five-second route. It's too dangerous. Get the ball out of his hands as quick as possible and move the ball up the field. Everybody's doing that in the National Football League. But my question to you, Gage, is how much longer is this window open for Chiefs Kingdom?
I think as long as number 15's there, it's open as long as he plays.
But you're not asking, you're not answering my question. How much longer? Okay, I'll rephrase it for you then. How much longer is Patrick Mahomes at the top of his game?
I'm going to say, I mean, at least until he's 35, 36, and then that's usually when quarterbacks start to taper off. I mean, the guy's still got the leg work. The thing we got to worry about is our offensive line, left guard, left tackle.
No, you know, okay, see, Gage, you're ducking my question now. I'll put it to you this way. Is Patrick Mahomes still getting better? Has he played his best football yet?
No, I don't believe so.
So you think he's still ascending and he hasn't gotten to the apex of his career, because once you hit that apex, you know what comes next, right?
Yeah, the fall. That's what everybody wants to see.
Right. Well, no, not every. Well, okay, listen, Cage. Everybody, you should take that as a badge of honor, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, how many people are calling up right now talking trash about the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Nobody.
Okay. So there's an old adage in sports, pressure is a privilege. So I know there's a lot of people in Kansas City that get frustrated because it just seems like everybody in the world is against you. Good. You want that. You want that smoke.
Oh,
you
yeah.
don't want everybody. Do you really want to be treated like the Arizona Cardinals? Gage, I've never had a call in 30 years of doing sports talk radio where anybody called to talk trash about the Arizona Cardinals, because nobody cares about them. Everybody has an opinion on your Kansas City Chiefs. Why? Because you're the kingdom.
Right.
Everybody wants, Gage, everybody in America wishes they were you.
Yeah.
Right?
And I get it. I get it. And I get all the hate. We love the hate. It's fine.
Bring it on.
We love it. If it's 1 versus 31, that's fine. We don't care.
So my question is, tell me how Kansas City is going to win the Super Bowl this year.
So the main thing was the last year, I think the reason we lost and everybody saw it play out was our offensive line was trash. We didn't have a good left tackle, a good right tackle.
Well, let's give the Eagles a little bit of credit.
Okay. Fair enough.
Don't you think they just flat out, they beat you on any given Sunday? They were better in the second half. They were better
in every aspect of the game. They beat us defensively, special teams, offensively. They had a better run game, better pass game. We looked unprepared. But we've addressed the fact that we drafted Simmons in the first round, who should, or I don't know if he went, I thought he went in the late first round. Should have been like a top five pick outside of his injury prior to that.
So you got
to signed Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey to long-term deals. We brought back Caliendo. It kind of sucked losing. I'm having a brain fart right now. We lost the guy to Chicago, Tooney.
Right.
To Chicago. So that kind of hurts us too. But
well,
I think that's what we talked about.
And that's what we talked about. The more you succeed, the harder it is to hold on to your guys. The league is built
Absolutely.
To tear you down. And it started with the 49ers, and it's got everybody since.
You can't pay them all.
No, you can't pay them all. But I think the Hunt family has done a good job of identifying, here's who my moneymakers are, here's who I'm going to pay, and everybody else is going to be interchangeable. Now, here's the biggest challenge I think that you have in Kansas City, Gage. Are you ready?
Yep.
Does anybody have the guts to one day tell Travis Kelce or Patrick Mahomes goodbye?
You know, I believe so. I believe with Kelce, it's going to happen sooner than later. You know, he might have 2-3 years left. That might be a realistic, because I think he's 35, 36.
Right.
That gets kind of old for a player in the NFL, especially kind of the hits he takes.
Hold on a second. Let's stay with Kelce. See that they almost have game management with him, load management, the way you have in the NBA, where they don't have him play a lot early on. They're saving so how much gas he has in the tank to see what he's going to have as far as playoffs go. But that tells you right there, do they have the guts to say, I'm going to cut you a year too early rather excuse me, hold on to you 2 years too late.
And I've seen bigger surprises in the NFL, so.
Well, I've seen people get cut
that, you know, people thought were going to be there for lifetimes.
Nobody should be there for a lifetime, and that's the one thing I want to know. Does Kansas City have that cutthroat mentality? Are they assassins where they'll turn on their own because I can't hold on to those guys forever? I can't pay them forever. I can't give you your second, third, fourth contract because you get too expensive. So that's a big question with Travis Kelce. Right now he's at the top of his game. Absolutely you'd want him. But when he starts to slip, do you realize that and do you have the guts to say goodbye? Bill Walsh is, and I misquoted Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh is, I'm going to cut you 2 years too early, then hold on to you 1 year too late. I'm going to get you and get as much as I can. And the second you slip, you better be out the door. Otherwise, that whole team's going to slip with you.
Yeah.
It's a tough putt, man. It is a tough, ruthless game. We'll see whether the Hunt family has that in them that you would cut loose your superstar, your all-pro, the face of the franchise, rather than holding on to him too late. Most teams don't have the guts to do that.
I will say with Mahomes, they probably won't. But look, they cut Tyreek Hill at the top of his game, and he went to Miami. So it wouldn't be a surprise to me. I mean, they let go a guy that was a fan favorite, that was our deep ball threat, probably our most explosive player at the time, and they let go of him at his prime.
Bingo.
So,
bingo. You're spot on.
I will say they can do it.
All right, Gage. So just on the record with me, I'm telling you, I still think they've got about a 3 year window before things start to slip.
That's fine. I think it's going to be more like 5 or 6. I think we're going to be looking probably 2032. We're still going to be talking about, you know, the Chiefs dominating AFC West, the AFC in general. You know, and Mahomes, he might not have another MVP. I think Brady only had 2 in his career, but. You know,
just ask you this, Gage. Gage, I'll leave you with this. Let me ask you this. What's the name of Bart Simpson's dad?
Homer.
Bingo. See you, brother. I'll talk to you. Thanks for the call. Number for you to join us, 888-710-4476. 888-710-4476. College football is getting ready to hit the field. We've got the NFL game. Let's take just a quick moment. Rich Ackerman has this Infinity Sports Network Sports Flash.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's Rich Herrera.
This portion of the program is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. The Big Fajita, Rich Herrera, is sitting in tonight for JR. Here on the JR Sport Brief, we will take your telephone calls. We encourage them. We demand them. Want to hear from you tonight as we get ready for the second game of the National Football League between Kansas City and the Los Angeles Chargers. By the way, somebody called up earlier and was clapping back on one of the callers that said, hey, you don't even know what town the Chargers play in. Hey, I'll be honest, I still call them the San Diego Chargers every once in a while. Just kind of, it's that muscle memory in your head that you think, oh, yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Diego Chargers. But, you know, maybe one day they might return back to San Diego. Who knows? Anyway, that game coming up in just a little bit. We'll preview that for you right now on the Infinity Sports Network. Number for you to join us in the show, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. The number for you to join us, and we'll take as many of your telephone calls as we can tonight as we get ready for the game coming up in just a little bit. Will Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City pick up where they left off? Was it one bad game in the Super Bowl where they got outplayed, out-hustled, out-muscled, out-worked by Philadelphia, or is it the beginning of the end of Chiefs Kingdom? What do you guys think? 855-212-4227. One thing I will tell you is that everybody talks about respect. Everybody worries about respect. You know the one guy you never hear talk about respect? And that's Jalen Hurts. The most disrespected man in football today. Jalen Hurts, the most disrespected man in football today. When I worked in Major League Baseball, we had the greatest farm director in modern baseball history. His name is Mitch Lukovic. He helped build the Yankees farm system that delivered the big three to the Yankees, Jeter, Pettit, Bernie. He was there for Posada, brought all those guys through the minor leagues. And then when Stick Michaels got let go by the Yankees, he was also let go, and he ended up in Tampa Bay. He built that team up in their farm system to give you Carl Crawford, Rocco Baldelli, and all the great players that came along, Evan Longoria, through the Rays minor league system. And he's probably one of the smartest baseball men I ever met. And, you know, he would tell me things. I'd go sit in his office and just pick his brain. And he had such great stories and such great insights. And one of the things he would tell me about when players would get sent down to the minor leagues, or players would have a lack of success, or they would struggle, he'd say, "That's good. I want them to struggle so they can learn how to get better." He said, "I want players to fail when they're in the minor leagues, because it's a lot easier to figure out your swing when you're suffering in Altoona, Pennsylvania, than it is at Yankee Stadium." One of the big things he used to tell me was he would remind the players, you have two choices when things aren't going your way. When you get sent down to the minor leagues, if you're a big leaguer and you struggle and they send you down to the minor leagues, you're going to be upset and you're going to be mentally fried for a little bit. And it's just part of the game, the disappointment. And it's a game that's built on failure, and you have to have confidence to get past that failure. But he said, what I would tell kids is, you get to control your own destiny. You either get bitter or you get better. So when you go down to the minor leagues, do you get bitter or do you get better? Do you sit there and pout and blame everybody else that you got sent down? Or do you go, fine, I'm just going to get better so I get back to the big leagues and I'll show everybody? And that's Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, completely disrespected by Alabama, pulled out of a game. Tua comes over, gets kicked to the side of the curb. Tua gets hurt, comes in and rescues them, and still doesn't get his job back. He has to end up going to finish school in Oklahoma. Then he goes into the draft. He's not heralded. Not everybody's talking about them. Not everybody's believing in him, even though he had all that success at both Oklahoma and Alabama. But, again, nobody really believed in him because he lost that job to Tua. Nick Saban, in the middle of the game, said, this guy's not going to get it done. I'm going to fail quickly, and he moved on from Jalen. And Jalen didn't pout. He didn't cry. He didn't threaten anybody. He just said, fine, coach's decision. I'm here for the team. Goes over to Philadelphia, plays in the Super Bowl. Nobody talked about him. Nobody gave him any chances. And what's he do? He just gets better. He is the most disrespected player in the National Football League because the guy's a winner. The guy's a great football player. He's an excellent quarterback. Yet, do we ever talk about him like we talk about, I don't know, guys that haven't had the success? Like, we talk about Josh Allen so much, that's great. Who's been more successful? I'd say Jalen Hurts. We talk about Lamar Jackson all the time. All right, Lamar Jackson, great football player, but who would you rather have, a guy who's won a ring or the guy who's got the MVPs? You don't hear all that talk about Jalen Hurts, but guess what? He just bested Patrick Mahomes in the biggest game on the planet. He won the Super Bowl beating the Kansas City Chiefs, yet you still don't see anybody talking about how great he is. Again, the most disrespected player in the National Football League, and guess what? It fuels him. He doesn't need to stand there and run his mouth. He says, fine, I'm just going to use that as fuel to get better, and he's going to. And he's the defending Super Bowl champ, and they won versus the Dallas Cowboys. Just thought I'd throw that out there for you. Number for you to join us, 855-212-4227. Let's take a look at the game tonight coming up between Kansas City and Los Angeles Chargers. Patrick Mahomes is ready to go. Here's Patrick Mahomes talking about getting the coaches ready for them to take the field and kick off the season and try to get back to the Super Bowl.
Just do a great job of kind of planning that stuff out. And so we got the game plan in before we headed this way, and now we're just kind of fine-tuning things. And so we've had a plan for this all summer long, and now we're just ready to play football again.
Again, when they go overseas, there's a whole thing that goes along with it. They're playing in a different stadium. They're playing in a different country. The facilities are not NFL quality. It's hard to get that NFL quality stadium when these stadiums aren't built for the same specific nature of NFL football, whether it's the size of the locker room, the facilities, or just the grass. Soccer fields are not designed to have 300-pound linemen digging their cleats into the ground battling. It's a different type of grass that you'd have for football, the same way you have a different type of grass for baseball. Here's Andy Reid talking about the field, because it's a big concern when you play in these soccer stadiums. Can they withstand the pressure and the beating that an NFL football game gives that turf?
The league has spent time working on that. They were aware of it last year. And so I think it'll be ripping and ready to go. But you know what? Whatever it is, both teams are playing on it, and we roll.
Yeah, both teams are playing on it, and the one fear the National Football League has is that that turf holds up. Again, it's a soccer stadium. They're designed differently. It's a different country. They have different facilities, different people working on it. And again, it's not going to be NFL quality. They play the one game down there. They're not building an NFL stadium in Brazil, at least not yet. They will one day, I bet. But the big concern that I think you have to have if you're watching the game when they play these games internationally is, will that turf hold up? Not so much for the quality of play, but what I fear is injury. So if I have somebody out there who twists a knee or a knee buckles, you saw that yesterday, first play of that kickoff, somebody's knee buckled over there. And if you've got bad turf and your cleat gets caught or the cleat gives way, somebody rolls over on that because they lost their footing, it would be a travesty, especially because these games are designed for the NFL to increase the value of the teams and make more money. I hope the turf holds up. I call it field turf. I hope the turf holds up and we don't see any devastating injury. But if I was the NFL Players Association, I would certainly bring that up to tell them, if you're going to keep playing these games over in Europe and you're going to be playing these games in South America, then you need to plant and bring down an NFL groundskeeper to make sure that one game doesn't cost anybody their career. Something to keep an eye on. Something else to keep an eye on tonight is the Kansas City Chiefs. We're trying to defend, go back-to-back with their Super Bowls and win again and again and again and again and again. Here's Chris Jones talking to people after that Super Bowl loss and the message to the team after they went all that way and came up so close but came up empty.
When people climb a mountain, right, they don't climb it to stay up there. They climb it to say they got there and they go back down, right? And they'll do it again the next year. And that's how life is. You climb the mountaintop, you're not going to stay there all the time. Sometimes you're going to get knocked back down. But the journey of it is climbing again.
Climb again. And again, that's what you have to do. Does that success make you less hungry, more motivated? It's interesting. You've seen guys that won Super Bowls, and they're like, okay, great, got my ring. Then you've seen other guys that won that Super Bowl, and that feeling of being on top, it's so intoxicating. It is so over-the-top addictive that they'll do anything to get back there again because that moment is so fleeting. That moment is so fleeting. Ramon, hold on. I'll get your telephone call coming up. We'll also talk some football with a writer for the New York Post. All that coming up. Hour number two of the JR Sport Brief. Big Fajita sitting in tonight here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Botox Cosmetic, botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.